Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Sarah, can't wait to tell you about our experience this weekend. Alex and I went out with the sole intention of learning about new places we had never been to, right? Because between the two of us, we're pretty in touch with everything that's happening in Austin.
So we were texting back and forth, and we said, let's pick three places that we've never been to. You send three, I'll send three. And we came up with a pretty good, we narrowed it down to three, and we nailed it.
We went to one, and
we can say the name. It was CU29.
CU29, okay.
Across from Omni Hotel downtown Austin.
Nothing going on there.
It was early.
It was early in the night. And then we went to another place that looked like it was cool, except it was closed for a private party.
Yeah, that was Sarah. I actually had been in there for a second, but never stayed.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Victory.
Victory.
Small victory. Yeah.
So then we leave and we go down 7th Street to a place that I've been wanting to go to called...
It's the Whiskey Place.
The Whiskey Place.
Next to Las Palmas.
That brand new ginormous whiskey place?
Yes.
Well, it's not ginormous.
I mean, bro, it was ginormous.
It's ginormous.
Booker, the wall was like wall-to-wall whiskey.
Yeah, okay, so it's a ginormous, like they have a million whiskeys.
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
Which was
for sure.
Cool, but if, bro, I mean, whiskey, I mean, I don't sip. I was getting rocked within 5 minutes.
Is it called Seven Grand?
Seven Grand,
yes.
Is it? Yeah.
Which was good. I mean, if that's what your jam is,
but
it was cool.
It was a little too bougie for Alex's taste. He was kind of dressed down that night, so he wanted to go somewhere else. So then
forget it was E7th.
Uh-huh. But it was bougie for E7th. Considering that part of E7th is... tad bit sketch. That's a really nice place.
It's up and coming.
It is up and coming. Thank you. So then we left there and we went to this place that we had heard of. Alex actually had heard of this little speakeasy. Oh my God, I can't wait to tell you about this.
Booker, by the way, had no faith in me whatsoever when I said, "Hey, walk up. If the red light's on, we can go in." He's like, "Dude."
I'm like, "Bro, I'm married. I'm sorry."
And we walked up, by the way, and the red light was on, and it was like, "Okay, we can go in there. We can go downstairs to this bar."
So I'm like, bar? The sign outside says the Good Life Barbershop.
Uh-huh.
And it's on 5th Street. And it's like one of those gated doors.
Yeah.
Okay. So you open up the gated door and you walk downstairs. I'm like, this is so weird. And as you're walking downstairs, you get to the bottom and you look to the right. And there is what looks like a barbershop museum. It's an all glass wall.
It does look like a barbershop.
And it looks like
museum.
A barbershop museum. It's like old school barber chairs and everything. And on the other side of the wall is a door. You open up and all of a sudden there are people in there drinking.
Uh-huh.
It's a bar. But nothing about it says bar, nothing upstairs says bar. I'm like, this is so crazy.
That's funny because that's a trend right now in LA because I went to one of those where it was an actual barber shop and then you just have to walk through while people are getting their haircut to a bar.
But it's not a trend. It's a great story, and I'll tell you that.
And by the way, if you're thinking, where on East 5th Street? Here's the thing. It's sandwiched between Eddie V's and Handlebar. It's in, like, those condos. Used to be, by the way, the old Capital Chevrolet dealership back in, like, the 40s.
Yeah, now it's all residential, except at the bottom it's a barbershop and this bar. So here's the story, and I immediately had to know the story. So I met the owner. We started yapping it up with the owner, and he's like an old bar guy, even though he looks like he's 18 years old.
Right, his name's Brian, by the way.
Brian had been in the bar business for a long time, and Brian wanted to open up his own bar. And he had been going to this barber shop for years, and this woman named Debbie had been cutting his hair forever. And Debbie lived right where the bar is now. That was an apartment, and she lived in that apartment. Mm-hmm. And he'd been looking at different venues for for his bar and didn't find anything. And then Debbie decided that she was going to move out to South Austin, and then it hit him. It was like a light bulb. It's like, ding. How about, Debbie, you and I go in halvesies and we open up a bar in your old apartment?
Ooh, cool.
And when you say old apartment, I mean, it's eerie, old, like, old historical building.
It's old school. And she's like, that's a great idea. Well, Debbie's boyfriend is a contractor, so they decided they're going to build this out and create a bar. Well, now, because, as we talked about, it sits below a bunch of residents.
Uh-huh.
It's a residential building.
Yeah.
they can only get a license in the HOA. It only states that if something were to go in there, they can only have beer and wine. So they can only do beer and wine. But here's the great part. This is so awesome because I'm a cocktail guy when I go out, right? I'm a wine guy at home. I'm a cocktail guy when I go out. So I kind of wanted a cocktail. Right upstairs, directly above the barber shop on street level, is a liquor store.
So, I've seen that liquor store.
Yes, you can go. You can buy your liquor there or bring it from home if you want. And there's a $10 setup fee, and they have all the stuff you need to make your own cocktails. You pay $10 a person, and you go in there, and you drink your own bottle.
That's awesome.
And by the way, you don't take your own bottle back. If you are one of the lucky few, they have lockers there.
Yes.
But the locker waiting list is like Green Bay Packer Lambeau Field tickets.
It's awesome.
Like, it's so legit. And here's the crazy thing, Sarah. This is what's so funny. This is what's funny. Like, we spent like an hour and a half now, way too long here. And this guy has a business to run, and he's just talking to us. And we're like, oh my God, we feel bad that we're taking so much time with you. So then Booker and I finally enjoy a drink there. And then I'm like, well, let's go out. Let's go check out another bar. So we're walking out, we're leaving. And then Booker sees his boys, his friend and his wife, and they're in line for a bar down the street. And they're like, no, you need to come here. I got to show you this. So Booker's in the mode of basically going to say everything that he just learned to these people. And I'm like, I don't have another hour to sit around to this whole thing. I got to go home.
Awesome. So here's the best part. So I get down and I'm going through the whole spiel of like the whole deal because there are lipstick prints on the wall and that's a whole story. And I'm a Debbie and we sat in the chair that he got his hair cut because on the other side of that wall is the other part of the barbershop, which you can actually go to from the bar. So you're sitting in like the real barbershop and I'm explaining the whole story. And all of a sudden my boy looks at me, he's like, yo, man, it's my anniversary. All right, I'll see you guys later. I'm off.
Check
Enjoy
it out
your night.
We'll post the details on our Mix 94.7 Facebook page. How about that?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.